Hey, what's good? Welcome to the fucking podcast. It's me, Cody, your host, and we're chilling. Oh yeah, we're chilling super hard right now. Unbelievably hard. Me, at least, I am right now. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in Venice, very sunny. I don't know why I start the podcast by talking about the weather every time. I've been doing that, right? That's like the small talk version of starting a podcast. Right? Beautiful day outside, isn't it? You don't give a fuck. Why do you care? You're not listening on a Tuesday in Venice. So why is that relevant to you at all? Maybe it gives you a little insight into my mindset right now. The context in which I'm recording, right? Sunny out, therefore I'm happy. I was surfing this morning, unbelievable waves. I was on a new board. I just got a new board. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm all smiles. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you'd know that I was lying as I said that I wasn't literally smiling. I had more of a smirk on, a cheeky grin, if you will. I'm happy is basically what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm happy, and I hope you're happy too. And we're on episode 19 now, which is a huge milestone because that means next episode is episode 20, which is a very big milestone as well because it means the next one is 21 and so on and so forth. Every episode is a milestone, right? That's the conclusion to this introduction. Every episode is a milestone. Welcome to the podcast. What are we going to talk about first? Let's talk about this. I go to the gym. You know what? Just as I was saying it's sunny, it got so foggy. All of a sudden, I see it blowing in right now, like clouds that are at my eye level right now blowing in. Do you think that's because of me talking about how sunny it was? Mother Nature was like, fuck you and fuck your podcast. It's because I was talking about how happy I was. That's what it is. Someone up there is like, oh, you're happy? Well, guess what? Fog. There you go. Good luck being happy now, bro. Joke's on you though. I love fog. Fog is my shit. I fuck with fog. Anyways, I go to the gym more often now than I used to. I spend a lot of time at the gym, so the gym, things that happen in the gym and gym-related things take up a lot of my mental real estate. Because I think I've talked about the gym in the past, and I don't want to talk about it again, but it's like things keep happening at the gym, and I want to talk about them. The two things that I want to talk about this time is every time I go to the gym, I'll go at random times because I have no structure in my life at all, which is a good thing and a bad thing. You know, when I used to have a 9-to-5, my life was very structured. I had a schedule. I would go to work at this time. I would go to the gym at this time. I would come home at this time. And it's great. I think a schedule is a very positive thing if you're able to work. I think it's actually great because I think it breeds creativity a little bit. Like when you have a structure, not only are you productive, but it's also like it's a little bit boring, so then it forces your mind to think about other things and think about like whatever that may be, projects or whatever your creative outlet is. I think it can be a very positive thing, but my life now is just there's no structure at all. I wake up whenever, I fucking do whatever I want all the time, which is hard to stay motivated and like, because it's all just like depends on me, right? I don't have a boss. I don't have anyone checking my time card or whatever. I don't know. Is that what that's called? Time? I never had a time card, but you get what I'm saying. And so I go to the gym whenever, and now no matter what time I go to the gym, because it's all over the place. I'll go at 11. I'll go at 8 p.m. It's like all over the fucking place. I always see the same people there, and they don't work there. They're not like trainers, because that I would understand. These are patrons of the gym that are there no matter what, working out too. They're not just chilling. They're working out hard. There's this one chick, Russian lady, I would assume. I don't know. She's got that look, whatever that is, a very Russian look. Is that... I hope that's not offensive. She just looks like she's Russian. I can't confirm that that's true. I've never talked to her. But she's got a kind of Eastern European look. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it because that would be more offensive probably if I tried to explain it. But she's just got the look. I bet you anything if I talked to her, she'd be like, I'm not even going to try to do the Russian accent, actually. Not even going to try. Sam's got a great Russian accent. I'll get him on the podcast. He can do it for you guys. But she's just got the look. And she's there every time I'm there, working out hard. And it's like, what else? Are you just here all day? It's like in a previous episode, I talked about girls who tan and that's all they do. That's just it. They just tan. And then they post about themselves tanning. So those are the two things that they do. Oh, and they Postmates themselves like smoothies and like iced drinks all day because that's what they snap themselves. They're laying out and they have some sort of iced drink, tea, a smoothie, one of those two things. So they do three things. They lay out, they post about themselves laying out, and they Postmates themselves iced drinks. So those are the three things they do, right? That's it. And it's like, don't you have other things? Don't you have appointments? There's so much shit in life that you have to deal with by living in modern society. Like, don't you have a appointment ever? Like with the thing, right? You go get shit fixed on your body, you get shit fixed on your car, you gotta go pay a bill, you gotta go to the fucking DMV. There's so much shit you gotta do. How are you tanning every day? And it's the same thing with these gym people. How are you in the gym all the time? Don't you have just errands and stuff? I don't know. I don't get it. I do think they come home and they drop their gym bag and they're like, hi, honey. And their significant other's like, hey, how was your day? And they're like, good. No, it was great. It was great. I did legs from 9 to 11. And then I rocked the arms for a little bit. Arm farm, if you will. took a small lunch break. And then did chest, did rear delts. I don't even know if that's a real muscle. Rear delt. Sounds like it is. And then I did calves from 3 to 5. And then, another day at the office, you know? A lot of funny conversations around the water fountain. You know how that goes. Except I made no money. Because it's not my job. I'm just there all day. I mean, hell, I kind of like it because I can count on those people always being there working out, inspiring me to work out, right? So, yeah. So, you know what? I fuck with those people, the gym people, gym folk, Jimisons. That's citizen and gym combined. Shouldn't have said that. A lot of times I say shit and I just instantly regret it right away. But you can't take it back. Jimison doesn't even work. Sounds like Jameson, the alcohol. Sit a gym. That one, that one also doesn't work. Citizens of the gym, they just live there. Crazy, man. I'm going to meet that chick one time, the Russian lady. I'm going to talk to her and I'm going to confirm that she is indeed Russian. And then I'll be like, aha, I knew you looked Russian. And she'll be like, what do you mean by that? And I'll be like, I don't know. I don't want to offend you, but you looked Russian. Not in a bad way. You just look Russian. Okay, here's something I want to talk about a little bit. I'm not proud to admit this. I was just on Logan Paul's YouTube page. My manager told me something about him that he booked some movie or something. And I was like, I wonder if he's still YouTubing. So I went on there and he is indeed YouTubing. He's got a video every single day, a vlog. He's very loud. Very, very loud. That's a trend now, isn't it? With loud YouTubers, they just the plainest things ever, they'll just scream them or like make them so overly animated that you kind of have to have like a visceral reaction to it and you don't know what it is. It's not like you're laughing. You're just like, holy fuck, like this is so intense, this experience of watching this person. Do you notice that? And it's to like an evoke an emotion out of the audience. But it's not the right one. I think people just get overwhelmed. They're like, okay, this must be entertaining because I'm freaking the fuck out watching this person screaming at me about whatever. This one that I watched, this Logan Paul one that I watched, he was like picking out colors for his Lamborghini or something. some crazy that rich YouTubers do. And he was like, he was basically asking the audience, he was like, I want you guys to pick the color of my Lamborghini. Fucking absurd. just an absolutely absurd scenario that only someone on YouTube that makes a lot of money on YouTube could possibly make happen. I want my audience to pick the color of my Lamborghini that I'm buying as a 22-year-old or however the fuck old he is. Shouldn't be a fucking scenario at all. Shouldn't exist. But alas, he's buying a Lamborghini apparently, and he wants the audience to pick a color. So he had like this like list of pictures of colors, and he was like pointing each of them out. And he wasn't just going, okay, should we do orange or should we do purple or should we do yellow like a normal person would. He was going like this. All right, should we do, I'm thinking purple. Ooh, purple. Ooh, crimson. Kind of like a, ooh. And then you swipe over. Or, ooh, red. Oh, ah, ooh, ah. And like doing all these crazy fucking, ooh, ah. With his hands. He's savage color. Savage, orange, blue, green. And you're like, ah, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on. How are you so loud? And I'm so overwhelmed right now. Like, it. That's what it is. I think it is. You just get so overwhelmed that you're like, ah, like, and then you just click the like button by accident. You're like, I don't know. Right? It's not actually entertaining, I don't think. It makes me cringe a lot of the time. How loud they are, just screaming for no reason. And it's like, it's just because what you're saying isn't interesting. So you try to make it interesting by just saying it louder. But then you're just saying something that's not interesting way louder. But I guess it works because he's got a fuck ton of followers. And like a lot of his videos are actually entertaining. I just don't like the over animation. He's always like, whoa, what up, Logan? He's like dabbing. And it's like, nobody is this high energy. Nobody. And also life just isn't that interesting. And people know that. People watch boring vlogs all the time. Watch Casey's. I'm joking. I like his too. But it's like, you know, life is just boring and people know that and they still watch vlogs. So you don't have to make every little thing fucking interesting by screaming it or like doing having Tourette's syndrome as you're blue, yellow, savage. Oh, man. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy, crazy shit. YouTube. What a world. I don't want to make this podcast about YouTube, but again, it's like the gym. It just takes up a lot of my mental real estate. So it's always on my mind. So I got to talk about it somewhere. And unfortunately, you guys are the ones that have to listen to it. This is another weird thing that I saw the other day. Actually, I didn't talk about the second weird thing at the gym that I saw. So there's the chick that's always there and the people, the gymisons. Again, regret saying that. City gyms. And the people of the gym that live there. And then the second, there's always dudes with crazy weird tattoos. And I have weird tattoos, so I empathize. I like tattoos, right? And people have weird ones, people have bad ones, people have good ones. And at the gym, you see them because people are wearing, you know, limited amounts of clothing, and I get that. But this guy had one of the worst tattoos I've seen in a long time. And it was because he had the state of Florida tattooed on his leg. Which is, why would you ever do that? I feel like I just offended a lot of people that are from Florida, but I feel like you get it, right? Florida sucks. Florida fucking sucks, man. It just sucks. Miami's cool. I like Miami. But other than that, dude, Florida, ugh, man, such a dark place. And why would you get it tattooed on you, on your leg? Oh. Car alarm going off outside. Someone's car is getting stolen. This would happen all the time in Florida, probably. If I lived there, if I was recording in Florida, that would be a constant thing. Because I feel like it's just crimes happening. And I'm going to stop because I don't want to be too harsh against people who are from Florida that you're maybe listening in Florida right now. But I don't like Florida. Not a fan of the state. Been there a few times. No, actually more than that. And it's just, maybe I've just been to the wrong places. I don't know. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that I saw the other day, I was on Instagram, and maybe it was the Explore page, or someone tagged, I think, this account, and it was an account for a dog. And we all know those exist. It's weird, but whatever, right? We probably follow some. You probably follow some dog accounts. And, but this one, the bio said like, the bio was like, it was like, oh man, oh, I wish I could find this account. I didn't write down the account at, otherwise I would go read the bio. But it was like, I'm a Yorkie. And it was like, please excuse any typos, because I'm a dog and I don't have thumbs or something like that. And it was all fucking typoed, like just totally garbled, but you could still like read what it said. Oh my God, it was so bad. Oh, hold on one second. I'm gonna sneeze. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God damn. It was intense. It was a Logan Paul sneeze. Fucking savage. That's how Logan Paul sneezes. Savage! And he dabs. Oh. Yo, sorry. If you're watching this on YouTube, you probably notice how sweaty I am. It's like 4 billion degrees in this room. So I'm not chilling. I'm not literally chilling at all. And I know I said that earlier, that I was chilling. But honestly, I'm pretty uncomfortable. Anyways, let's keep talking about this dog's Instagram account. So weird that you would have, that you would make your dog speak broken English on Instagram. Why do you give your dog a voice? It's a dog. It doesn't need a voice. It's not cute. It's not cute to me. I think it's just dumb to give your dog a human voice. If you want something that you're in control of that speaks broken English, just have a baby or like adopt a baby or something. Why do you give your dog a voice? It's a dog. Just let it be a dog. Let it be a dog. Let it just think about things like dogs do. Oh my God, fucking, see, now I'm doing it. But, you know, dogs just look at something, ugh. Let it just be a dog. Why you gotta give it? And like, if you give it an English, if you give it a voice, why not just let it be a normal voice? Why you gotta make it all fucking stupid? Like, gee, I don't have, like, you know, my mommy said, like, it's always like, oh man, owners always write captions, like, from the dog's perspective, and then say stuff like, my mommy dressed me in this cape because she thinks I look cute. Think about what you're doing when you're writing a caption like that. You're talking about yourself in the third person from another person's point of view and giving them emotion towards what you just did to them. Like, let's say you put your dog in a fucking cape, right? My mommy thinks I look cute in this cape for Halloween. My mommy's also a psychopath. A psychopath. You're calling yourself my mommy from the dog's perspective, but it's just you writing my mommy in reference to yourself. Psycho. Psycho. Absolutely psycho. And why do you have an Instagram for your dog? Just let it be a fucking dog. I can tell you right now, you care way more about your dog than anyone else cares about your dog. You care about your dog. Because it's your dog, and you should care about it. But don't show me pictures of your fucking dog. I don't give a fuck about your dog. unless I'm right in front of it. I saw a picture of Doug the Pug today. You know Doug the Pug? I think Doug the Pug's really cute because I love pugs. Always been a fan of pugs. Always. Love them. Love pugs. My favorite dog, I think I would say, I want to get a pug and name it Otto because of the kid and Rocket Power. That's what I want to do. Anyways, he's like the most, what's the word I'm looking for? He's just like, I don't know. He's like, just like a pawn to make money. He's like, exploited dog. That's the word I'm looking for. He's kind of just exploited. It's like, he does so much social media related shit, and I can imagine he probably makes a lot of money like promoting stuff, but it's just, it's a dog, you know? And there was a picture of him sitting on like a morning show or something, and he was promoting his new coloring book. And on the coloring was a Doug the Pug coloring book, there's like an animated picture of him on the front of the box, and he's smiling. And then the real Doug the Pug was sitting beside this coloring book, and he looked so sad. And it was just such a funny juxtaposition. Like, looking at these, it's like, oh, just capitalism right here. That poor dog. It's just got like a human's life. It works. It's like an actor, this dog. And it's like, you know, at a certain point, it's like, you got to just let it be a dog. Let it go sniff some butts. Take shits. You know? Dog shit. Literally. I don't know. Don't start an Instagram for your dog. Or do. I don't really care about it that much. I just thought it was kind of funny and weird. But definitely don't give it a human voice. Don't do that. Don't give it a human voice. My mommy dressed me in... No, your mom is a psychopath. Boy, I love the beach. Do you love the beach? Do you even know what love is? No, because you're a dog. You have no idea what the word love means. You have no emotions, probably. Or you do, but they're just like, ah, you know? Your mom loves the beach. She took you to the beach. She's forcing you to like the beach. You know what another thing? You know what else should not have social media accounts? Plastic surgery places. What is this now? I see this all over Instagram. People post their plastic surgery places. Like they get nose jobs and they're like, post like a post-op pic of them like with the fucking thing, like all bruised. And they're like, thank you so much to like Marina Bay Plastic Surgery Company for doing my nose. And it's like a selfie with her and the doctor. What? You just underwent a serious medical procedure. Could you imagine taking a selfie with your doctor after they like gave you like a, I don't know, like a, they took your like appendix out? Like, could you imagine that? Going to the doctor to get your appendix out and then being like, thanks, Dr. Luke. Best appendix doctor in the biz. Snap a thing holding up the appendix with your doctor. Why do plastic surgery places have social media accounts? Like, you're still doing surgery. If you're a good surgeon, you shouldn't have to advertise yourself, right? Or is that just being naive because there's so much competition or something? I don't know. I just thought it was so weird. You shouldn't go to a surgery. You shouldn't go to a plastic surgeon because they're popping on Instagram. Like, oh, you want to get your boobs done? You should go to my guy. He's great. He's done a bunch of people and, you know, they're very safe and clean. No, I'm going to go to this one because this doctor is super hot and he posts selfies of himself on Instagram all the time with his patients. Plus, they got like 50,000 followers on Instagram. They have to be good. No, they don't. It's so funny. Plastic surgery. This is the last thing I would have guessed. It's a surgery. Crazy. Guys, last episode, I read a DM from this girl that had DM'd me, and she was like, hey, can you save my relationship? My boyfriend is a big fan, and so am I, and we watch your shit together. And then I did it. I did it for some reason. I sent her boyfriend a DM, and I think there's an update here. I got a DM from both of them, but I haven't read them yet because I wanted to save it from when I was recording. So let's see. The continuation, the update on my me being Cupid situation here. Let's see what the, also, by the way, I got a lot of, I forgot to mention this last time, but I got a lot of DMs from people being like, hey, my best friend is a big fan. Can you DM her? Or my relationship's on the rocks. Can you? No, I can't. I can't do that because that's a waste of time. No offense. I love you and I love the fact that you listen to this, but I'm not going to DM your best friend and say happy birthday or whatever, because then I would have to do that for everyone. And I'm flattered and humbled that you feel I'm important enough to ask me to do that, but I'm not going to do it. Actually, you know what? I will do it. If you go on Devin's company, Devin started this company, if you guys don't know, it's called Cameo. And you can book people and so like athletes right now primarily, but you can book them for a 10 to 15 second video to wish your friend happy birthday, and it costs like $5 to $15 or something. So if you want to do that, I'm on there too. You can do that. It's called bookcameo.com. Bookcameo.com. So I will do it if you pay for it. And also it supports Devin's company. So if you want to check that out, then definitely do it. Here is the update on the relationship sitch. She DMs me. She goes, hashtag reunited. First of all, don't use hashtags ever. Never, ever use a hashtag. Oh, fuck, I'm a hypocrite. I did that. I used a hashtag yesterday to promote the last episode of Simi Valley. So a little bit of a hypocritical thing, but I just generally don't use hashtags. And this one, she said, reunited with a hashtag. Lose it. Lose the hashtag there. No need for it. I'm never going to browse the reunited hashtag. Let's browse it. Let's see what kind of good shit we got here. Here we got one of the top pictures, just of two people. All of these are just boring pictures of two people. Safe to say, I will never browse the reunited hashtag ever again. Anyway, she goes, reunited. You did good. We are talking again, and he was so, so impressed that I reached out to you. I hope you see this, Cody. What a great little story for me and him. Oh, and I actually replied to this. I said, hell yeah, I am Cupid. And she goes, you made me look like a badass. So great. Like I said, it's a great story. Cody Cope brings us back together. Ha, thanks again. You're welcome. And he said, to update you, I did call her and we had a great conversation. So thank you for that. Best of luck with your relationship. Call him. You got at least two fans of it. Look at that. Is that not just a Cinderella story right there? Not at all. Because that wasn't even close to the plot of Cinderella, but I'm just saying it was a very heartwarming story. Me reuniting these two people out of the goodness of my heart. I'm a good person, is what I'm trying to say. Should we talk about Firefest a little bit? I feel like it's been talked to death, right? Because it happened this past weekend, Firefest. If you guys don't know, it was this big-ass music festival that was supposed to take place on this island in the Bahamas called Exuma or something. And it's a private island, apparently it was supposed to be. But the guy running it was like this 26-year-old kid, an entrepreneur. And I say that with quotes. Entrepreneur. Oh, yeah, me? I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah. Yeah, me? Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. I have a t-shirt company. T-shirts say sluts on them. Yeah, entrepreneur. Anyways, he started this company with Ja Rule of all fucking people, and they were going to throw this big-ass festival on this island, and it was just like, it totally went to shit. Like, people flew out to this island. They had like, you know, chartered planes that would go out there, and it just totally was an absolute disaster. All the artists canceled. There was like no food. People were like stranded on this island, apparently. Anyway, so this has been talked to death. You've probably heard everything about this that there is to talk about already, but the one thing that I thought was fucking hilarious was so there's this dude on Instagram. I'm not going to say his name or anything, but he was the dude that in my video where I was talking about spinach omelet, it was him. Just like a basic dude, right? A very, very basic white dude. And So I saw on Twitter, I was reading all these Firefest hashtag or stuff under the Firefest hashtag. So I guess I do use hashtags. God damn it. God damn it. I take it back what I said before. I still don't like hashtags. But I just got a text. Ah. I got a call back for an audition. Hell fucking yeah, bitch. Whew. God damn. Dope. Well, sort of. They're asking me to retape because they liked me. That's great. I'm feeling good. That's great. Sorry for the little distraction there. Anyways, so follow this dude, very basic white dude, right? Type of dude that would buy a ticket to Fyre Festival, even though this is the first time they've ever thrown this. Like, if you bought a ticket to Fyre Fest, come on. Really? I don't know. I just, as soon as this shit came out, I was like, yo, this is the sketchiest thing of all time. Like they're paying Instagram models to promote this shit. It's on a deserted island in the Bahamas, and these people have never thrown a festival before ever, and they're doing a 2-weekend festival where you have to like fly to this. I was like, this is a logistical nightmare, and there's no way. It just feels like a bubbly, right? It feels like this is just going to go so wrong. And people bought tickets to this thing. I had a couple friends who did, actually, and this one dude that I follow, he's not my friend, but I just follow him because it's so funny. So funny, the shit that he does. It's so basic. Everything he does is just fucking basic. And he went to this place, and so I was reading on Twitter the stuff under the Fyre Festival hashtag, and one of these guys goes, the craziest shit about all of this is these like white rich kids equating themselves to refugees on the island. And as I read this, I go to Instagram, and this dude had just posted a picture of himself on the island. It was like, it said like hashtag refugee. Again. Okay, refugee as a hashtag is something you should never hashtag. Refugee? What's going to be on the refugee hashtag? What would ever be there? Just white kids at the Fyre Fest. That's what it would be. And he had posted that, and I was like, God, it's so fucking predictable. This is amazing. This guy had just talked about how absolutely crazy it was that these kids were hashtagging refugee on their pictures of themselves on a beautiful Bahamas island. And he had just done that. I went to my phone, and he had literally just posted that. Oh, my God. And the funniest part about all of this was that the founders got sued for like $100 million right away by this dude. He paired off with like a really famous lawyer, and they got sued for $100 million. Ja Rule and this kid who started the whole thing. And in an interview, they were like, yes, we fully want to give everyone refunds and everything, and we're going to give them free VIP access to next year's Fyre Fest. They're doing it again. They literally think they can do it next year. How funny is that shit? Dude, you're getting sued for $100 million. How are you going to throw a festival? What investor is ever going to trust you ever again and give you any amount of money to throw a fucking festival when you flew people out to an island and then deserted them? Oh my God. It's absurd. There's got to be people working on screenplays right now to tell this story because it's so crazy. The amount of shit that went wrong, they had to like build like a sewage system underneath. Because they realized they basically needed to build like a small city because they wanted to have so many people on this island, and there was like no, what's the word? Pipes and shit. You know, whatever word I'm looking for there. But fuck, man. So funny. 2018 Fyre Festival, baby. Already got my tickets. Pre-sale. VIP. See you guys there. This girl DM'd me the other day, and she's like, hey, my friend, instead of writing her paper that's due tomorrow, she wrote fan fiction about you for 2 hours. And I was like, that's creepy, but cool. I was like, send it over. Maybe I'll read it for a video. And she sent it over and I read it. It was kind of funny, but it's like, I thought fan fiction by definition was supposed to be like super sexual. Like, did you ever read the one from Elijah about Trump? He wrote that, right? I think that was, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was him. He wrote like a really like sexual fan fiction about Trump. And it was like hilarious. And it like went viral and it was like an Amazon bestseller and it's like super explicit. I think I bought it and read it. It was really funny. But that's what I thought I was going to get. I thought I was going to get some like weird ass crazy fucking fan fiction where it would be like super weird and sexual. And I was honestly kind of pumped because I was like, this will be fucking hilarious to read this for a video. But it was just fiction. It was just like a story about me saying things and hanging out with them, I guess. Which again was like flattering. But now this is probably the weirdest request in the entire world. But if you want to write some crazy fucking gruesome fan fiction about me, I will read it for a video because I think that would be fucking hilarious. And I get that shit all the time anyways in tweets and DMs and whatever. People are like, people say the grossest shit ever. Like I would, I'm not even going to say, the classic one where it's like, I'd drag my balls through broken glass to hear you fart through a walkie-talkie or whatever that one is. It's a standard one. It's old school gruesome message, but I've gotten that one a few times. I've gotten just like really you guys can be pretty fucking explicit. So if you want to write some fan fiction about me, like an actual like structured story, then I will read it for a video, but you gotta make it really funny. That's such a weird request, isn't it? No one has ever requested that there be gruesome fan fiction written about them, but I think it will be fucking hilarious if I read it for a video. I think it would be some good fodder for content, people. God, you know, I want to promote Goat Rodeo, but I got some bad news. Goat Rodeo is officially canceled. Let's have a moment of silence real quick. Thank you. Appreciate it. Goat Rodeo. Dead in the water. Well, it's still alive. It's still, you know, season one is still up there. And I still think that we made a very good thing. And the people at Full Screen seem to be very pleased with it creatively. They said they loved it. It's just, you know, not the direction they want to go. I think they want to invest in more stuff. I guess it was like a little bit too similar to stuff I was doing on YouTube and whatnot. Multiple reasons, right? Shows get canceled for multiple reasons. I don't think it was because it was bad, though. I think it was because it was good. But it's still sad, you know? I think what we had was awesome. We've got a great dynamic. Love the writer. Love the showrunner. So I think we're going to try and work on some stuff in the future together. But, you know, as of now, Goat Rodeo is no longer. Rip. But it's all right. You know, I'm working on some fun stuff for the future. I got a stand-up show tomorrow. If you guys want to come to that, then I guess it's today. If you're listening to this Wednesday morning, it'll be today. I'm doing stand-up tonight at the Improv. If you want to come watch that, be my guest. It's probably not going to be the greatest set. I always tell myself between these shows, because I do this show once a month, and I always tell myself I'm going to work on my set in between, but then I just get too busy doing YouTube and doing, you know, this shit that I just don't work on my set. So haven't worked on it since last time. I have a couple new jokes that I'm going to try, but, you know, fuck it. You know, we'll just see, you know. I was really scared of this stuff initially, but I've gotten a little bit better in terms of just, like, standing in front of a crowd, and it's such a nerve-wracking thing, dude. It is. It's the scariest shit for me. Doing stand-up. It's so scary. Because it's just you and it's your voice. You know, it's just you and the crowd and it's just your voice and you're responsible for entertaining them. Just you. There's no instrument. We talked about this before, but it's crazy. And I'm just like, I don't know. Hopefully I'm getting better. I want to throw my own show eventually, like once a month, and have you guys come out to that. And it'll probably, honestly, I would do it for free. I would just do it so that me and Noel could work on our sets, basically, and have other people that want to do stand-up come do it as well. Noel will be part of the show tomorrow, too. So if you want to come watch him, he'll be there. So that'll be fun. And I might go film a video with him today. We'll see. I'm feeling pretty cheeky, feeling pretty productive. So we'll see. one thing, I don't know if I'm going to, no, you know what? I'm not going to talk about this because I might actually like try and write a joke out of this that I might use tomorrow. So guys, I think I'm going to wrap this up. I think this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode today. I gotta be completely honest. I recorded like 3 times before this time. And one of them was for literally 10 minutes. And then it started going so south. And so I stopped it and I didn't save it. Because I don't know what it is. Man, the more I do this podcast, the more I get self-conscious about the fact that what I'm saying is not good. Which is not the point. The point is just to sit and chill and talk about shit for whatever, 45 minutes to an hour. And so we've been talking for 40 minutes, but it's like, it's really, I've been here for like an hour talking about stuff that I didn't end up using because I'm stupid. And I wish that I didn't even say this right now. So fuck. Come to my stand-up show tomorrow. Give this a review on the podcast app or on iTunes, please. We're almost at 400 reviews, which is dope as fuck and also super cool and insanely tight and very chill as well. Listen to the OC podcast. We'll be in Mexico this weekend, surfing and recording that podcast. I'm going to be there. I'm heading down on Friday to Rosarito. So again, I got a lot of really good suggestions last time from you guys about like restaurants I should go to and shit like that. So if you have any more, feel free to DM those to me. I do read them. I do read the DMs because sometimes I don't open them and say thanks, but I'm still reading them. So if you have good reviews, I'm like screenshotting them and sending them to my group thread of people also going to Mexico. So all right, guys, have a great week. You know, you're almost there, sort of. Wednesday, so you do still have half the week left, but you know, keep your chin up and all that stuff. And I'll see you guys next time. I love you. I don't know. You know, do I? I don't know.